developing the thought from yesterday a little bit, just how much of what we currently understand of necessities in the church do we actually need when we meet together? What would happen if we didn't have tea and biscuits after the service, or before it if you're really avant-garde? What would happen if we didn't have the PA or the music group, the dance group, the flag wavers, the speaker, the ministry team, the creche, the children's work? Just questions. What could happen if we just came together with the express purpose of putting him first, with a prepared heart to worship him, to minister to him alone? If every person came with a heart of worship to lift him high, could he resist coming down? I think not. The Lord inhabits the praises of his people. While all these things are useful and indeed necessary, and I in no way wish to demean them, what could happen if we focus less on externals and more on our internal condition and heart towards him? Less on whether or not the coffee was hot, the notices were too long, we don't like the music or the way the vicar or whoever it is speaks, and anyway goes on for too long. What would happen if we realised the word service means our service to him? Maybe in the places where he isn't welcome and can't move, the Holy Spirit would come. I'm not calling him the Spirit because he's holy, and a lot of us have completely forgotten that too. He's holy and we're meant to be the same, set apart for the purposes of God, sanctified. That, in a sentence, is what holy means, set apart for the purposes of God, sanctified, set apart for his purposes. It's that restoration of the creator-creature relationship again, getting this thing the right way up. We're called saints. Why? Because we're set apart for his purposes, the sanctified ones. Now, there's a thought. You are set apart by God himself for a purpose that you may not yet know. Is it time to start seeking him for your God-given purpose, do you think? I'll leave you with that one.